It's great to be able to meet and celebrate and recognise and remember that Jesus has risen from the dead. It's amazing. Now, on Good Friday, I described, at our Good Friday service, I described my intense pain, my agony, my identification with the suffering of Jesus as I was repeatedly crucified whilst acting as Jesus for the Easter Alive performances. Okay, so I really just had a couple of very small bruises. When I realised that I was feeling sore from my cross-bearing, the very first thing that went through my mind was, this cross is just too hard. I want to put some padding on this cross. And then immediately after that, thinking, how ridiculous. Wanting to pad the cross of Christ to make it softer and easier. Who would do such a thing? My mind went to the ways in which I, and no doubt others, try to pad or put padding around the hard things of what it means to follow Jesus. It's natural that we try to pad the cross to make it easier to live for Jesus. It's hard because we're not Jesus, are we? We're human. We live in a fallen world. We have the sickness we live with called sin. I wonder if sometimes it was a little bit like one of those games you see, often on cartoons and stuff, where the different heads pop up. And you know, and you get the hammer and you have to try to whack the head as it pops up, and then it shifts and it pops up somewhere else and you have to hit it sort of a bit like that. Are there parts of our lives sometimes that keep popping up that we sort of need to hit on the head because they're not parts of us that are honouring to God necessarily? Are there parts of us that we try to ignore? Parts of us that we try to hide or think that are okay, or parts that we try to justify to ourselves and others? I wonder if these sorts of responses, these things that pop up that we might try to hit and we might just leave alone, these sort of things are like putting padding on the cross to make it easier to follow Jesus. It's a bit scary really, because in the Bible we read that God is holy and God is perfect and righteous. And we read in the Bible that God wants us to be conformed increasingly into his image. He wants us to be holy and perfect and righteous. But does God really expect us to remove the padding we place on the cross that he calls us to carry? Is God unrealistic in wanting all parts of us to be given over to him? Does God have expectations on us beyond our ability or our capacity? We are so stuck that we can't change by ourselves. And yet we can't change unless we want to. And what a hopeless situation we find ourselves in. But enter Jesus. Enter Jesus. On Friday we remember Jesus being mangled so that we wouldn't have to die. Jesus, who was God with skin on, suffering and dying so that we could be forgiven and know God. Here's a bit about what the Bible says on that. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, all of us, and proved that we are utterly incapable of living the glorious lives God wills for us, God did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, he put us in right standing with himself, a pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in and restored us to where he always wanted us to be. And he did it by means of Jesus Christ. God sacrificed Jesus on the altar of the world to clear the world of sin. Having faith in him sets us in the clear. God decided on this course of action in full view of the public to set the world in the clear with himself through the sacrifice of Jesus, finally taking care of the sins he had so patiently endured. This is not only clear, but it's now. This is current history. God sets things right. He also makes it possible for us to live in his rightness. And that is through the resurrection that we celebrate and remember today. Here's the heart of the matter. Jesus died for us so that we can be forgiven and know God. And now, because he has risen from the dead, it's like when God the Father sees us, it's like he sees us through glasses that have Jesus lenses. So when God the Father sees us, it's like he sees Jesus because of what Jesus has done. Even with our padding that we put on the cross to make following Jesus easier and adaptable to our preferences, God sees Jesus in us. We are loved no matter what. But the thing is, this can lead to two extreme forms of response, I would suggest. We can respond by saying, well, Jesus has died for my imperfections and he's risen, so now I don't have to worry about it. I can live as I please. That might be one response. Another one could be this. Well, Jesus has died for my imperfection, so now I need to strive my guts out to be perfect. Strive my guts out in the sense of doing it all in my own strength. But I suggest another response. Wherever we are at in life, whether we're still working out if we can trust this Jesus fella, whether we know Jesus fairly well, whether we're struggling with something that's not God's ideal in our life, whether we've been walking with Jesus for many years or whatever, wherever we're at, in the light of what God has done in Christ Jesus, the most honouring response that we can have is to say, God, help me to be more like Jesus. God, help me to be more like Jesus. God will help us. God will guide us. God is with us. And that is because Jesus is alive and well. His spirit is within his followers. Jesus didn't just die for our forgiveness, but Jesus rose again from the dead. And I guess that's the key thing I'm wanting to communicate this morning, is that Jesus has showed that he's more powerful than death. And because he's more powerful than death, we can take great confidence that God has the power and ability to love us no matter what. And that power that conquered death that we celebrate today, it is shown through loving each and every person in the whole world. Despite whether people believe and follow Jesus or not, though of course God would love that. And God loves despite whether we keep holding on to the padding that we put on the cross that we're asked to carry. God loves us even when we avoid him by keeping busy. God loves us even when we don't give every part of our lives over to God. God loves us even when we don't relate to people different to us. God loves us even when we close off others from our lives. In the light of Jesus dying for us, in the light of him rising from the dead, in the light of God seeing us through Jesus' lenses, and in the light of being unconditionally loved at all times, let us not live as we please. Let us not strive our guts out to be perfect as if it's in our own efforts. But instead, let us respond to God, thanking him for his sacrifice, thanking him for his victory over death, and say, God, help me to be more like Jesus. God, help me to be more like Jesus. Let's pray. God, we know that you're the only one worth knowing and following because you died for us. And you rose again to life. No one else can do that. You're the only one worth trusting our lives with. And because you have the power to live after death, you have the power to love us just as we are. And so wherever we are at, and finding out more about you or having walked with you for a while, we ask you, God, for the desire to know you more. That this would lead to us asking for your help, that we may know Jesus more and become more like him. We thank you, God, for your resurrection power. Amen.